They say plants like music.
Yeah, no, like really, they respond to the vibrations of it, which means that this playlist you're listening to, the plants are too. You know what else plants like? Organic soil from Miracle-Gro. It's made with all the best stuff like wood fiber and compost. Plus, it's OMRI certified organic, which officially means it's made with superior ingredients. And when you give your plants the stuff that makes them happy, they won't judge you on your iffy playlist.
Hear that, plants?
So go ahead and give them Miracle-Gro.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Hey, everyone.
I'm Brenda.
And I'm Julia. And you're listening to Roaring Twenties Podcast.
Your 20s are known as both the most exciting and most confusing years of your life. We're here to share our stories, to have real and raw conversations, and best of all, to make you feel a little less alone.
This podcast was brought to you by the Believe Podcast Network, the number one podcast network for professionals. Do you believe?
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Roaring Twenties Podcast.
Welcome back, friends.
We all survived Halloween and the blue moon.
Ooh, blue full moon. I didn't even know about a blue full moon.
I told you about the blue
full
moon.
I'm saying I was going to follow up with that. Apparently, I was supposed to go nowhere, do nothing, just stay inside or my life would be ruined.
No. It wasn't that extreme. No, but it was supposed to be like a day, like you needed some self-care, you know. We did that. Oh, my God. What is Ghost doing to you? She really wants Brenda's attention. She's so cute.
Yeah, we sure survived.
We sure survived. I hope everyone had a happy and safe Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
We had fun.
We did have fun.
Safe fun.
I wish we got dressed up.
In costumes?
Yes.
I know, it just didn't feel right this year.
I know. I know. But it's
Brenda
okay.
Really wanted to be a Rugrat.
I wanted to be a Tommy Pickles. I also, like, still have this.
Were you
going to
wear a diaper?
No.
But Tommy wears a diaper.
Julia, you want to see me in a diaper?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, maybe next year. And a bald cap. I still have this freaking Velma costume from Scooby-Doo because I still haven't worn that with Ashley from last year. So we're going to have to wear it eventually.
I thought you did wear that last year.
Well, we bought it, but then she got sick the night before.
Oh,
Halloween,
right.
So we couldn't go.
Crazy. I know. I kind of wish I did a little costume
something.
Moment. Yeah. But it just felt like everything just felt so weird leading
it did.
Up.
It
and
did.
It was like, I don't know. I feel like I had no thought process into be like, oh, I should get a costume.
Yeah.
You
for
know,
sure. No,
because
totally,
like
totally.
COVID.
Because Ronies. And yeah. We sat outside in the freezing cold.
I was not that cold.
I feel like it would have been more cold in like a skimpy little something.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But yeah, I hope everybody
but brought all of her
safe.
Furs.
Haley was wearing all of her furs to dinner.
So that's good. Be like good. Haley.
We love her furs. Wear your furs.
Wear your furs.
Fake fur. It's not real fur.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, please don't harm any animals in the making of this podcast.
They're
but
not
yeah.
making our podcast.
So, so I hope that Halloween was fun and that everybody is feeling good on this November beginning of the month and that y'all survived that crazy full moon. We had a full moon on Halloween. Feels so spooky scary.
Okay, spooky scary. I didn't even like look at the
scary.
Moon. Julia's like so...
No, you couldn't really see it.
Oh, is that... What? I thought you see full moons.
You should, but I couldn't see it last night. I looked for it.
I wasn't how you look.
I'm like no master astrologist. I just like try to learn what I can. And I like text my friend. I was like, Anna, tell me everything about this full moon. What do I need to do? What is this moon for me? And she was like, okay, here it goes. And she like broke it all down. And I'm like, I love you so much. Thank you.
I need someone like that.
Mm-hmm.
I really do.
Yes, I go to her for all my astrology needs. She's very smart.
If anybody knows an astrologist, let us know. We're still
I know,
trying
I
to get
really
one on.
I really want an astrologist on the podcast. I have so many questions. But yeah, we did spooky scary things. I read me and Haley's goddess cards. They're like tarot cards.
And what would the result? Are you allowed to share?
Well, it's just long. I feel like we don't have time. We have a lot
okay,
of things to
okay,
talk about
okay,
today.
Understood.
You know?
Yeah.
I hope it was super fun and that no one has COVID.
And if anyone has cried at the end of Bly Manor, shoot me a DM because I will feel less alone.
Oh, did you finish it?
Yeah, I finished it.
Did you watch Hill House?
Yeah.
Oh, so good.
So good.
Oh my God.
But
one of the
best
fucking shows out there.
I didn't expect to cry at the end of Bly Manor.
I didn't watch it yet.
You should.
I'm dying to. I'm literally dying to watch it, even though I know that Hill House is better. But, oh my God, one, that show is just, like, fucking brilliant in every, I could go so, on. Two, I want to watch it, but, like, I live alone, and I don't want to watch it alone.
It's honestly, okay, I think it's a little, it's still scary. It's more suspenseful than as scary as I think the other one was. Like, I don't think you're going to want to, like, run away.
I just, like, see Broken Neck Lady, like, she's sitting not over my bed at
she's
night.
She's not in it.
I know, but, like, I think about that.
I understand.
You know, like, I don't want to be sleeping alone and, like, thinking about Broken Neck Lady.
Understood.
But I think about her.
And the thing is, in the end, like, you just gotta watch it.
Okay.
Fine. Maybe you watch it all today. Thank you.
Maybe I watch it all today. Wow, I should. Also, like, the ending of Hill House, I was like, most brilliant TV show ending.
I don't even remember. It's the amnesia.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Right now, it was,
okay,
like,
we'll
the most...
talk about it off the
it
air.
It was, like,
so, no one's
so
spoiler.
Wrapped up so fucking well. Like, you know how usually a show, they don't wrap it up well, and it's, like, so many loose ends? Like, they wrapped up everything, and you're like, oh, it was so good. Oh, my
okay,
God.
Okay, so you're
so
gonna
excited.
Watch Bly Manor today.
Okay, fine.
Okay, amazing.
Okay, anyway. So before we go into Pride and Pickle today, we are having on Lindsay from We Met at Acme. She's so fun. If you don't know what
so
We
cool.
Met at Acme is, it's a podcast all about millennial dating. Lindsay has so much great insight. The show is great. It's super fun. And we talk all about dating. And it's like so fun. We had such a good time with Lindsay. So we're going to talk all about a little bit about that.
Yeah, it's definitely something that we haven't like really dove into. Like, we've talked about love languages, we've talked about breakups, we've talked about sex, but like dating is such an interesting topic, and mm-hmm. it's really, really prevalent in our 20s.
Totally.
So it was really interesting to learn from that. I personally, as you know, haven't had much experience in the dating world, but now Julia is back in the dating world, baby. Look at her profile, it's gorgeous. But anyway, so it was really interesting because I feel like there are a lot of, obviously we want to live vulnerably and authentically and all these things, but when it comes to dating, I feel like that's not always the case.
Yeah, because you're like, I don't want
to
show.
You're like, what do I say? What do I show? Do I say something clever? How do you even text? Like, there are so many different boundaries. So our conversation with Lindsay was incredibly
interesting. We asked her, like, fire questions.
We did. It was, like, less of a conversation.
We were like, answer this question.
Tell us your insight.
Right, we're usually, like, you know, we're having a combo.
Yeah.
We're like, Lindsay, answer all of our questions.
Please answer them.
All those things. And we talked a little bit about long-term relationships.
Oh, totally.
Too.
Yeah, we did.
So it's not just for the single people out there.
No, not at all. I just think it's interesting how everything we talk about on this podcast is, like, be vulnerable, be authentic, all these things. And yes, of course you want that to carry out into the world, but how there are some more, like, how much of yourself do you show? How much are you?
Game.
The unspoken rules in games, which drive people fucking bananas. So,
banana.
This is going to be an interesting topic.
Yeah.
And we'll dive in shortly.
Yeah, but first.
How could we forget?
It's time for Pride and Pickle!
Incredible. My pride this week. My pride this week is that I love the interns that work at our office.
Oh my God, you love them.
I really do. I haven't shared that on
the
podcast.
They're your best friends.
They're like genuinely friends to me. I love them.
Love that for you.
So that's my pride. Mm-hmm. My pickle is, I think I've developed a tolerance to alcohol, and it's a little confusing, but the reason it's a pickle, I don't have alcohol too often. It's just a little confusing.
Yeah, Brenda's not a big drinker.
It's a pickle because I don't really want to be spending more money on drink.
Yeah.
And normally
I don't know,
I
like what happened to you on Friday. Usually Brenda has like two drinks and she's like
maybe on the floor,
maybe
by
on
herself.
The floor. And wait, I just thought of,
what did you think of?
We were watching Hocus Pocus yesterday, and at one moment Bette Midler says to Sarah Jessica Parker, she's like trying to remember something, and she's like, and Sarah, you were in the back dancing idiotically. And I was like, I think that's me. Just
oh
in the
God.
Back somewhere dancing idiotically.
God, I thought you were.
I don't know why I like resonated
what
with that so much. Like those words came out of Bette Midler's mouth, and I was like,
"You're like, oh my God, this is me."
I was like, "Me."
That's. I thought you were about to say when I don't remember. I have movie. Actually, I have amnesia in some ways.
You
this
have
is not
so
diagnosed,
much amnesia.
But I like have like I don't know if I have too many own personal thoughts and like perhaps aspirations that my mind just like forgets. If you watched Inside Out,
I
constantly think of my mind
memory.
As Inside Out, and I'm like. Oh, all four seasons of Halloween Town. Oh, those are in those little yellow memories. Like,
right,
let's
right,
go down
yeah,
that
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
But I couldn't remember anything from Halloween Town, like literally zero. And we were watching Halloween Town 4, and I was just
shook
like,
it at the plot.
I was like, oh my God. So I thought you were gonna bring that.
No, that
I
was
really
funny,
was
though.
Moved. I was
I know,
like, oh my
were
God,
moved by the Halloween Town fabulous
I was.
Films.
I was. Let's
anyway,
discuss that Kimberly J. Brown did not die.
She didn't die. They just replaced her.
Weird.
So strange. Anyway, back to your drinking.
Oh, yeah.
It is funny, though, because you had like 6 shots on Friday. And you
I think maybe were I fine. Had. I think maybe they were
really small. I think they were like half shots.
I think so, too, because I had a feeling of how the night
they
would
go. They
were
really small.
So in my head, I think I was plotting because I think I realized that the combination of our friends can be a little dangerous. So I think I was like trying to, not to snoop them. What's the word? To gyp them.
To snoop
them? To gyp them of an experience. And then I think I convinced myself that I had more than I had. But regardless, like whether they were small or whatever, that's still weird for me. Like it was still weird.
It's weird for you.
I was like, oh, I'm fine. The most right. I did was dance by myself and my lonesome. I love to do that.
We love a dance.
Shout out to the song One Step at a Time by Jordan Sparks. Yeah.
Don't worry, we danced in the apartment, not out.
Oh,
we
yes.
were being so
oh, yes,
safe.
Yes. That wasn't clear. And I literally did by myself, like for a while until the girls did
you
the
you guys
WAP.
Love Jordan Sparks.
Oh my god, Ashley was in the worst mood when we got into the car. No, Ashley, I'm not judging you for being in a bad mood and being tired. I'm not. But she was like, oh, I'm just sleepy, like I just want to go to bed. I'm like, okay, it's fine, like you had a long week, that's no big deal. All of a sudden I turn on Jordan Sparks,
she came
throwbacks
to life.
She literally resurrected.
It's amazing what a little muzak can do.
It was amazing. So you're having a bad day, down day, turn it up.
Oh,
that's
trying
it
to pick up. Amazing. It's my turn.
That's all I got for you. That's oh yes, you want okay. me to ask you. Oh dear Julia, yeah, what Julia. Is your pride and pickle?
My pride Let me think about all the things I have to be grateful for and proud of in my life.
It's a long extensive
it's
list.
Long extensive list. So I could give you like 74 prides, but I have to pick one at the moment.
Even though she was thinking so hard.
I literally can't think. My brain is not working. Okay, this is like stupid, but like my pride is that my friend sent me these gorgeous earrings because she has this little earring company and they're so amazing. And I want to give her a shout out because she is like so amazing. And she sent me these moon earrings that I wore on Halloween and I like literally was so excited to wear them.
Yeah, you were.
Like, I think that's a pride too. Like you're allowed to be excited about a little thing. Mm-hmm. Like I was looking forward to Friday night so that I could wear my moon earrings and like no one really could see them under my hair, but like I knew that I had them on and I they made
so
me
excited.
So happy. So I need to give her company a shout out because she's really fucking talented. Baked Goods Earrings, follow them on Instagram. Her stuff is gorgeous and part of your purchase goes to No Kid Hungry.
Sweet.
I know, how amazing. So like you're doing charitable work and you're getting cute earrings. Slide into their DMs, buy some earrings, tell them Roaring 20s podcast sent you. Ugh, so
heck
talented.
Yeah.
I was so excited to wear them.
You genuinely
like
were.
They changed my mood.
They really did.
Like they made me feel amazing.
You were excited from the moment you got them.
So excited.
Thanks, Jesse.
I literally couldn't wait to wear them. And like I love that. I feel like everybody can do that. Like just like find something that you're like excited about. It doesn't have to be a clothing thing, like, but like it can really just like change your whole mood and your
100%.
Whole
yeah.
So fun. Love it. Go buy some cute earrings. And my pickle. Okay, here's the pickle. I need help. Somebody help me.
Okay, be a little more specific because that's scary.
Ghost is perfect. She is an angel sent from the heavens above. She is so well behaved. She is clean, gorgeous, friendly, lovable. She's the best. She's the best dog ever. She has one flaw. She's perfectly potty trained. You know, she will never have an accident in the house. She always tells me when she needs to go, except when she gets very excited. And I mean, she gets excited when like a friend comes over, like when Brenda comes over or when like Haley comes over, when someone that she loves comes over, she gets extremely excited and she pees a little bit out of excitement. And how do I stop this from happening? I've told the vet. The vet is like, it's just kind of one of those things that some dogs do. Maybe she'll grow out of it. It doesn't seem like she's growing out of it. And it's just like not cute. Like, yeah. And then she comes over and like pees on your shoe. And then I have to be like, I'm so sorry. She's just so excited to see you. Yeah. And it's like, how anybody have any tips? Mm-hmm. And she's perfectly potty trained. Yeah. Like she will never have an accident in the house. She always tells me when she needs to go. She just gets really excited. And yeah. I feel her. Like sometimes I get excited and pee also. But like.
Oh, it's genetic.
But like, she's just.
And she does the same like circle. Like she'll see you at the door.
You know when it's going to happen.
She'll see you at the door. Then she'll pee on your foot. So it's just like. It's a cycle.
It's gross. She needs help.
Maybe diaper.
No, I'm not putting her in a diaper.
A dog's look actually
she's
really
potty
cute
trained. She doesn't need one. She just needs to get less
when
excited.
When you know a friend is coming over, you put a diaper. That's a lot of work, but yeah.
That's a lot of work. I would just like for her to stop doing it. Yeah. Please, thank you.
Thank you for sharing.
You're welcome. Because you're such a good girl, Mama loves you.
Oh my God.
I love her
if
so
you know
much.
Julia, she'll go, Ghost, you're my best friend in the whole world.
I
and then
tell
she'll
her.
Sing, what is it, hot cross buns?
No, heart and soul.
Oh.
possible. I think though, like, I every single morning I wake up. Every morning, me and Ghost wake up. I tell her she's my best friend. She's beautiful. And that I love her so much. Every morning, yeah, I tell her these things. And, like, I just think, like, what if every morning someone told you those
you
things?
You would be
that,
so,
like,
happy.
You're beautiful and you're there, that you're their best friend and that you love them so much and genuinely mean it. Like, I look into her eyes and, yes, I'm like, you are my best friend. You are so gorgeous. I love you so much. And it's just, like,
she's not lying, you guys. I've slept over here.
I love her so much.
And it's the truth.
And I tell
it's
her every morning.
Time.
But, like, imagine receiving those kind of,
yeah,
words of affirmation
we thought about
every
that.
Morning.
Yeah, we were with Kayleen. And we looked at each other and we were like, oh my god,
like, imagine you wake up, you open your eyeballs, and like there's someone there to tell you all those things back.
Oh my god, I think I would be the happiest person,
right? Everyone
would
thrive.
I'll start telling myself,
yeah,
but something about from someone else is really validating,
really
amazing.
Amazing. Anyways, it's time to talk about dating.
So Julia, we're gonna start with you because we always start with me on things, and like, no, so Julia, what's your experience been like with dating post
oh my god, I don't want to talk about this.
You told me to ask you hard questions, Julia.
Okay, what's been my experience? Well, positive.
Okay.
I think right away I was like, okay, I have been out of the dating world for 4 years. Like, what am I going to be like? Like, what kind of dater am I going to be like? And I think I already kind of, like, have learned so much. Like, not that I'm, like, I don't know. I feel like I kind of know how I want to do this. And I think it's because, like, well, one, like, it's hard to say. Okay. So I feel like at this point, you know, because, like, we talk about with Lindsay, like, all about, like, you know, a little bit about, like, how you play the game and, like, what you say and what you don't and, like, blah, blah, blah. I feel like at right now, this very second, I feel like I don't need someone. Like, I feel just, like, I have a lot to do and, like, things I want to accomplish. And, like, I feel very, like, happy to just be on my own / like, dating, like, whatever. Like, I don't feel like I need someone. So my kind of approach to it is, like, I'm, you know, I'll put myself out there and, like, I'll allow people in. But, like, I'm going to be me. I think my game is, like, I'm just going to be me. And, like, I'm not going to play a game. Like, and if you want to stay, great. And if you want to go, great. Because, like, I'm just really, I don't feel like I, like, need someone right now. So I'm, like, I'm just, like, super happy to, like, kind of let it be that way.
Definitely.
Yeah,
I don't know what I'm allowed to say about this, but I know you've had, like, very positive experiences. Mm-hmm. A very positive experience. Am I allowed to say that?
Yeah.
Okay. And I think that's really cool. Stop me at any time. But I think that was really cool because right off the bat, I think it, like, without any expectation or anything, I was really happy that you had a great experience after the end of something hard. Because mm-hmm. I think it just, like, showed you, like, oh, there's more out there. Like, I'm able to feel this or feel that.
Yeah, I just
ways,
feel like,
you know?
I'm already learning, like, so much about, like, things that we're missing that I would want in the future. Mm-hmm. Like, even, like, little things.
Yeah.
Like, oh, like, you do that, or, like, you think this way about that. Like, oh, okay, great, noted. Like, that's something that, like, I yes. want in a future relationship. And I think, like, it's exciting to kind of, like, learn about that stuff of, like, oh, like, there's more things that I didn't really even think of before that, like, I could have. Okay, great. Like, yeah. Like, so exciting.
Definitely. No, that makes a lot of sense.
I just had a thought and I don't remember it. So go ahead.
Yeah, no, that makes a lot of sense. What do you feel like are three things that you know now that you 100%, I know obviously there's compromise, people are different, all these things, but what are three, like, non-negotiables for you from here on out?
Ooh, Brenda. I think the biggest one is, like, needing somebody who thinks about, it's really hard to put into words, needing someone who thinks about
the world,
like, the world the way that I do, or, like, thinks about living life the way I do, experiencing life the way I do. Because, like, okay, I'm gonna do
talk about your rock and kite baby.
I'm gonna talk about my rock and kite analogy because I think it's, like, the best way to put it. So there's people in this world that are rocks and there's people in this world that are kites, and, like, both are great, nothing bad about either one. And for a long time I believed that I was a kite and that I needed someone who was a rock, because I feel like my vision of the world is, like, very free-flowing, and that, like, I want to be able to, you know, follow my career and travel and, like, be able to, like, kind of fly around the world in, like, a metaphorical sense, and that I felt like I needed a rock so that I would have, like, a safe place to come back to. And I have learned that actually maybe I don't need a rock, maybe what I really need is another kite to like fly with me. And no shame for people that are kites and that want rocks, or that people that are both rocks, or people that are both kites, like whatever it is that works for you. For me, I'm really learning that like I thought I wanted a rock, but what I was doing was like trying to lift that rock. And like a kite cannot lift a rock no matter how hard it tries, because a rock is too heavy for a kite to lift. So that doesn't work. And like that I really need a kite to fly with me. And it's, when I say that, it's about like the way that someone views how they live their life. Absolutely. And like it's, I know it's like sounds really metaphorical and like stupid, but like that's what makes the most sense to me. And it's like you can't, and I think that that's something that you can't really change about someone. It's like you either kind of like view the world that way or you don't. And like you can't, a kite can't try to lift a rock.
No, and I think, and like, a lot of things are inherent.
Yeah. No, and I was going to say, like, I think that's manifesting for me the most of, like, to put it into, like, a tactical sense of, like, that I really do want to date someone, like, in the entertainment industry and not an actor. No, thank you. Sorry, actors. but I think it's just, like, a way of, like, viewing, like, how you live, like, your life and, like, your day-to-day and your vision of the world.
Yeah.
A little differently that, like, someone who's not in the industry, like, can't really understand.
Yeah, 100%.
And I never thought that. Like, I never thought I would want to date someone in my industry. No, that was always, like,
actually the opposite of what you believe.
Yeah, because I thought I needed a rock. Like, I really thought that, like, I needed someone who was going to be at home that I could, like, come back to and they'll hold down the house and, like, I can go off and do my thing and come back. And, like, for me, actually, like, that doesn't work. And, like, for that person, like, that might not work either, because like, and like there's rocks that can let their kites fly and come home, like, mm-hmm. Totally, I'm not saying it doesn't absolutely exist, but like that dynamic actually doesn't really work for me.
Absolutely. I think that's a really powerful thing to acknowledge about yourself, and that's literally in itself demonstrating having a belief and then having an experience, mm-hmm. And then it's, yeah, shifting and owning what your belief was, but recognizing that experiences in our lives do shape that. And I think it is an extremely powerful example, because I think about my situation with Chris, and I definitely would define him as more of a rock, but a rock, yeah, in all of its glory for me, because I am,
you're a rock kite situation that works.
Yes, because I think that like for me, aspects of being a kite can cause me some stress, isn't the word, I hate to use the word stress because it's not stress, but like overwhelm at times, or like wanting to be such a kite that, mm-hmm, sometimes it gets to me. So for me, having a rock is a grounding situation, yes, for me. Like his personality complements mine,
but he's also like the type that allows you to fly without needing to hold down your strings at all.
Yeah, wow, super metaphorical but super accurate. Yeah, exactly. So there are ways in which it works, of course, but, mm-hmm, it's such a cool thing, I feel like, to acknowledge that about the, and it's also, like you said, someone who really understands. And sometimes I struggle with that, like with Chris and his job. I'm like, I will never know what you experience. You know, there's a lot of controversy in general, but like I'll never know what you experience. And, mm-hmm, like a piece of me feels like not uncomfortable, but like I don't know how to say it. I don't want to know, but like I also like it does, it feels weird that like this person that I love, that there's this whole piece of his life that I don't know enough about and like don't know how to approach or like care about. Whereas for him, he's like, that's a piece of my life I don't feel the need to like talk about, because when I'm with you, I want to be with you. Right. And like I don't want work to come into like, mm-hmm, our relationship, which I actually really love and appreciate. Yeah, but
and everybody's going to be different.
Everyone is going to be different. And obviously, like, my career will never be the same as him. And I would never, you know, take the path that he's in. And I respect and appreciate him. But it's just, like, an interesting thing. Whereas I feel like for you now, it is such a different lifestyle. It's, like, such a different way of living. And even I, who am an extremely empathetic person and care for you deeply, like, I don't know. I know things that you share with me, but like I try to ask the right questions, yeah, but like I don't have the same experience as you.
And I feel like I don't need someone that like understands my experience as an actor. Like, yeah, I actually, yeah, don't even really, but want like, there's that. There's about, just something about, it's like about like a vision of the world. Like it's about like a way that you like live your life in relation to like comfortability versus uncomfortability. I feel like it manifests the most in like, I don't know.
I understand that. I do. I think that you are the type of person that does desire adventure and doesn't, yeah, desire like change and all these things, and you want to see the world. And I know that that's like a very general statement, but I think that you can find happiness and comfort and stillness, but I think you just want more than that.
Yeah.
And that's okay. And I think you want someone that is naturally, yeah, and willing like
pushes,
to do the same.
Like, you know, pushes, yeah, the boundaries.
And pushes your boundaries. Exactly. Yeah. So I think that makes complete sense.
So that was one. Mm-hmm. I think number two, it's kind of similar of that, like, I really want to someone who enhances my life and who, mm-hmm, pushes me to be the best version of me. I think that that comes with just like one, compatibility, and two, like a little bit of like that person being really happy with themselves and like liking themselves and being really sure and in themselves and knowing who they are and have their things, and like me having that also, and then us being able to, you know, to really make that person shine as bright as like that they can. And like, it's not like a pushiness, it's just like when I'm with you, like I'm the best version of me, and like you support me to be that. And I think it's like support more than push. And I think like in my past relationship, like I was doing all that work of trying to make that person the best person that they could be, and it wasn't reciprocated. And so that's really important. Mm-hmm. So yeah, vision of the world, making you the best you.
Yeah, I love that.
And what's the question?
It was non-negotiables. What, non-negotiables? One more non-negotiable in a future.
Someone that really likes themselves.
Mm, cool. I love that.
I think you really need to like yourself.
I think it really, it does, it's like a, what's the word? The reason why I understand exactly what you're saying is because I think about it and I feel like the way that I witness, like the way Chris is about himself, or the way he is about my Chris, sorry to clarify, about like himself or situations, it like allows me to see things differently because I'm so much more emotionally charged that seeing the way he handles situations, or the way he, I don't know, doesn't attach emotions to things he does, or like his body, or like stuff like that. Like, mm-hmm. They're just like little, those are brief examples of why that stuff is meaningful to me. So I really understand what you're saying too, by having someone that pushes you to be the best version of yourself, flies with you, mm-hmm. and also like,
yeah, and I would say supports you to be the best version of yourself.
Yeah,
because push can be a weird thing, but like supports you to do that, and sometimes that is a push, mm-hmm. but like the baseline of support.
Totally. And I know that for you, wow, this feels like an interview, but I kind of like it. I know that at first, like the idea of living alone was weird for you, and like now you love it, love and like it. Super, super cool. So can you touch on briefly for that, because I know you've talked about it before, like how your vision on like living alone has shifted, and then also how your view on dating has shifted, because I know you weren't super excited about it in general, and like how you've shifted that mindset to kind of like be excited.
Love living alone. I just love like the opportunity it's provided me to like really be so sure in myself, and so like happy with myself, and productive and creative, and there's a lot of freedom that comes with it, and I like having things like, you know, stupid but like my way and really clean and like blah, blah, blah. Like, so I love that. How my perspective has shifted on dating. I mean, I don't hate the app idea. Like, I have a Hinge profile. I haven't really used it yet just because like I haven't really felt the need to yet, but I think that like that's something that's really scared in people. And obviously, of course, like I would much rather meet someone in person, or like date someone that I know from the past, or like through a friend. That totally seems more ideal. But I think a lot of people are like so against that, and like there's nothing wrong with it. It's just like the way you would meet anybody else. But I definitely haven't really used it yet, so I really can't like talk on it as an expert. But Lindsay definitely was like trying to push me to do that more. So like maybe I'll venture into that. We'll see what the future holds. But I just think one, that like the opportunity of like getting to learn about yourself and other people is just awesome and fun, and has been positive for me so far. And also, like I was saying before, like I feel like I'm in a place, and like don't get me wrong, I love to love. I just feel like I'm at a place in my life where there's so much that I want to do for me, and I have so many people. I'm so lucky, like so many people that I truly love spending my time with. So if I'm gonna, you know, allow someone new into my life, I really want them to be bringing something to the table. And that could just be like, you know, that I really enjoy my time with them. That's enough. But like, you know, really bringing something to the table that's gonna enhance my life in a certain way. And that's what I would, and that's what I want to bring to that person too. Like, it's a two-way street, 100%. And I'm not saying that like I'm not letting people in, because I absolutely am. I'm just saying I'm gonna be a little choosy about it. And also, like, I do love to love. So when there is a person that I think is like deserving of like my time, attention, care, love, like I'm happy to give it. I'm happy to give it, even if it's not forever, even if it's just for like a little bit of time. Because yeah, I mean, we talked about that last week about like how I love. I also feel like I'm not like gonna create any rules for myself when it comes to dating. And I don't mean that in the way of like, I don't have rules about who I date. I have rules about that. But if, you know, if something is meant to be something, like, I'll let it be something. And if something is not meant to be something, it won't be something. I'm not going to push anything to be, you know, either this needs to be a relationship or I need to be single. Like, I think when we make rules for ourselves, we get in trouble. And I'm just excited to, like, let things progress in the way that they're meant to progress in whatever capacity that is. You know, I'm not going to cut myself off from something if it's right for any reason that I created in my head, and I'm not gonna push something that's not ready or right. And, you know, I really believe in, like, timing and that things work out the way that they're supposed to, so I'm letting that happen.
What things do you feel like you've rediscovered about yourself or in the process of rediscovering through the dating world?
Yeah, there's a lot of things. Like, obviously, like, figuring out a lot of, like, and finding out a lot of, like, what I do want in a person that I didn't know that I wanted. And then also, like, being very aware of, like, the things that I definitely do not want. And, like, yesterday we were talking about, like, red flags. And, like, I'm so aware of that now. And, like, I just feel really smart now about it. Like, obviously, I'm gonna make mistakes. But I do feel, like, smarter about looking for the type of person that's right for me. And, like, also, I know you wanted to touch on this. I feel like I've really come into myself sexually, and that's been really fun.
Yeah. No, I think that's all super awesome. And I definitely wanted you to say that because I think it's really interesting, like, what an important piece of a relationship that is. And I don't mean in a way where, like, that's all that matters. Or, like, not even a little bit. I just mean someone that's, like, I didn't have
the space to discover that in my past relationship. And I feel like I want to be with someone that's, like, gonna, like, go on that journey with me.
Yes. And I think the reason why that piece, like, hits so it hits a nerve in me when people talk about, like, I think because I've been in such a long-term relationship and people,
yeah, I would like to hear about that from your perspective.
Yeah, but I just feel like people have this idea that, like, after a certain amount of time with people, that with another person, that, like, you're gonna feel like a married couple, and this idea of a married couple has such a negative connotation right. to it, when, like, there's a lot of choosing to be with someone forever or even an extended period of time is, like, a big commitment.
Yeah.
And I don't think that it needs to have this, like, idea that it's gonna, that means it's boring.
I think that that's, like, allows you so much room. Like, I would love to be with someone that, like, it's like that being so comfortable and being together for a period of time, like, allows you to explore more. Like, yeah. That, like, and I think opens that's the perspective the room that, for that we
need to have, because I think that's why so many people end up being unhappy in longer term relationships, or, like, convince themselves that they need something else. And this isn't for every case, right? This is a case by case basis. I think we put a lot of you know, obviously it's important to ask yourself questions. If you're unhappy in a relationship, you do not have to be in it. And that's another whole other conversation, yeah. Because I think aspects of loyalty or aspects of, like, desiring to work on relationships and all that stuff is this whole other situation we could talk about. But I just mean in general, like, just because you make a commitment to someone or just because you're in a longer term relationship, like, it doesn't mean that that equates boring. It doesn't.
100%.
And I think that's a really big misconception.
Totally.
And something that also, because it's like, especially this self-fulfilling prophecy. Especially
in regards to sex.
100%. And I think it's like this whole self-fulfilling prophecy that because you have this expectation, oh, it's gonna get boring, oh, we're never gonna have sex, oh, like, all these things that, like, well, if you think that and you don't actively combat it, that's what's gonna happen. You will literally create the situation because you don't think otherwise is possible. And I just, it hits a nerve in me because I think that in the same way, I have, like, ghost hairs all over my body and in all my body parts.
So sorry.
No, it's okay. It's just so funny because I keep discovering a new one. But I think that's, like, something that I'm so passionate about, because in the same way that I have been evolving internally and that I've been learning more about myself and what I believe, I've really been trying to shift what I believe about how relationships should be and how I want to carry that into my life.
Yeah.
Because there are so many expectations about the way love is supposed to be, the way love is supposed to feel. And, like, aspects of this, obviously, there are some things I believe are non-negotiables. I don't believe, like, abuse of any kind is okay, but I think there are just, like, certain things that are case by case. You're gonna have fun in this capacity or this capacity, and, like, yeah, I don't know, it just, like, strikes a nerve in me because I'm like, you can actively, in the same way we work on ourselves, work on your relationship, and it doesn't mean something has to be wrong. You can go out of your way to make it more and more exciting.
You should.
Every single time.
Why do you ever want to be complacent?
Yeah,
like,
so
ever.
It's just, like, I don't know, it's something that's been, like, hitting me more recently. Because, and this isn't saying, like, oh, I'm the best. Of course I have, like, down moments when I I literally asked Chris, I'm like, do you still love me? I'm just wondering. I'm just wondering. Just curious. And he's like, you're literally like, insane. Ball bag. So.
But I think that you have done a really great job of like keeping, especially in regards to sex, like keeping that really fresh and like always trying, at least always trying to discover more. And like, I think that you've allowed, you guys being together for so long, you guys have allowed each other to like grow together in that way. And I think that that's so beautiful. Like, you haven't become complacent with it. You're both like, yeah, we're so comfortable with each other. Like, how else can we grow in this together?
Definitely.
And I feel like for me personally, like, I'm very like that. Like, I need to be comfortable with someone. So, of like, course. I mean, everybody, you do you. If you want to sleep with someone new every week, like, go ahead. Like, for but sure. Like, do your thing. No judgment.
Consent.
Yes, consensually. But I feel like I like prefer to like discover with somebody and like grow with somebody. And like, that's more exciting to me when it's like, you know, rather than like, oh, someone new just to do it. Like, it's like, we trust each other. We have an open line of communication about this. Like, how fun can we make this? Like, you know, like,
totally.
What can we learn? What can we learn together?
Yeah. And that really does go into every area. Like, yes, 100% I agree with you.
It does go into every area.
But it goes
totally.
Into everything. Like, I so appreciate, like, this, like you said, that this, like, this doesn't make, let's see, it's like an oxymoron, but like, independent together. Because I think, like, allowing each other to live your lives, to pursue your dreams, to do your thing, but always knowing you can come back to each other for support and love and care and, like, growth and adventure. And I don't know. I just feel like even in terms of that, like, things that you do, I know the virus is, like, super, super different. And I know a lot of couples, a lot of them, especially when we couldn't go absolutely anywhere, we're really struggling with like that same routine all the time because there weren't many options. And my situation was opposite. I didn't get to see Chris for a long time because of that, and because I was living with my grandma was living with us and all of that. But anyway, I guess these circumstances are super different. But even like when you live with someone, when you get into a routine, I think we start to believe like, oh, this is the way it's supposed to be. Like, it's just gonna like be boring and like all this stuff. But like, there are so many things we can do to shift that. And it just goes about, like, leading by example. Maybe sometimes your person will be the initiator of that and will be like, hey, let's do this. Or, like, maybe they won't be naturally because they don't know it's an option. And if so, like, you can lead by example in the same way that vulnerability breeds more vulnerability.
But you also need someone that's going to be open.
And willing to compromise. Exactly.
Not compromise. Like, wanting to be on the same journey that you're on.
Yeah. But yeah,
so that's I also think like with dating too, like I'm totally more interested in like those kind of things, like being, you know, dating people that like it's not surface and it's like we're having like deeper conversations and, you know, talking about like the vulnerable stuff or like whatever, like even if it's, you know, and I'm not saying like in a relationship, but like dating, like I'm much more interested in dating that feels deeper than like surface things. Like,
because it's
I don't need
it's
to just like date someone that's like just
I
around.
Have a question like 20s related. You have, which is incredible and I believe is like right where you're supposed to be, but you have like, you know, you thought your life was going to go a certain way and then you turn 25 and like the way you visioned your life changed completely in the blink of an eye. So how have you kind of like, how have you managed having faith in a greater plan and all that stuff? And I guess more than anything, I think I and our audience has a little bit of an idea, but more than anything, I guess for people that are in relationships right now and maybe have that gut feeling and know it's not where they're supposed to be right now, what would you say to them and how would you help them release the shame of not being in a relationship at all? Because I think that like our relationship status, whether single or in a relationship, like to an extent impacts our worthiness, like what our ability to, oh, somebody loves them, you know? And it's not like something we actively think about, but I think it's unconscious. And so that's a few-part question. So that, the second piece, and then, like, having faith that there will be someone else if this one isn't right.
Yeah. Well, the faith part, I think, is just, like, that's something that you need to choose to believe. Like, you need to actively choose to believe that there is a greater plan and that, like, things... I truly believe that everything happens for a reason. I really, truly believe that. Because when I can, like, look back at things on my life, like... everything makes sense when you look back. And it's like hard to know that in the moment. Like it's so hard
making that choice.
Right.
Yeah.
For a lot of things to be like, why is this happening to me? But like, I really do believe that things happen for you, not to you, and that the universe has a plan and that everything happens for a reason and it's going to work out even if it doesn't feel like it right now. So I really believe that. And I think that that's just a choice of like believing that and practicing that even when it feels hard, of like going back to that and reminding yourself of that. So that's that piece. And then the piece of like people feeling shame about not being in a relationship in their like mid-20s, it's like hard to like put in.
No, I know it's hard.
It's like a lot of it's like a lot of pieces. If I could talk to that person.
Yes, if you could talk to that person right now,
I would just say like, you don't need to settle. If things feel wrong, they probably are, and that you're so worthy of like having true, deep, exciting, invigorating, shining relationship that you want. And that, like, there's so much fun to be had in discovery. Like, there's so much fun to be had. And, like, don't get me wrong. Like, I love to love. Like, I love to love people. And, like, I can understand that piece of, like, oh, but I just want someone to love. And, like, I want someone to love me. And, like, I totally get that. But, like, one, discovery and, like, really, truly getting so real with yourself and, like, really learning to like yourself and really learning to, like, be, have so much going on for you that you're, like, so happy. And, like, that takes work. Like, that's not just gonna come. Like, you have to do that work to really like yourself and to really like feel invigorated by, you know, the things that you have going on in your life and the things that you want to achieve. Like, I think that that's so important, and that there's so much excitement and discovery there. And then like exciting to discover things about other people and how things about other people can, like I said before, make you the best version of you or like elevate your life. And I just think that that's really exciting, and that like, again, like you're worthy of that. Like, you're gonna find it. If you do the work on you, there's gonna be someone out there to compliment you, and it might not be right now, but yeah. Like, there, I just think that there's like so much excitement in that, but you really need to be good with you.
And you need to be honest with yourself. And yeah. I think that's the biggest piece that like is just like coming up for me right now is, and to be honest, it's hard for me to talk about these things, even though I'm passionate about it and believe it, but I always feel like a sense of invalidation for talking about it, because although maybe other people don't feel this way, it's like, oh, well, you know, you've been in this relationship for a while, so like, you know, easy for you to say, or like, that doesn't matter, or something mm-hmm. like that. So it's hard for me. Like, I try and give people advice in this space and I give them my whole heart, but I can acknowledge that if I were on the receiving end of it, I would maybe feel that way towards me. But I'm gonna say it anyway because I think it's important. It is scary to especially if you've been in a, honestly, no matter how long you have been connected with someone, the idea of being alone or just change, right? Like, let's just bring it down to the general statement of change. And so many things that come along with that change of who you spend your time with. Maybe if you're in a relationship, like, you have routines. I have a routine. Yeah. I do schedule my time with Chris based on his schedule because that's the only option I have, and I'm happy to do it.
Right.
And I do a great job of balancing all other things. But the idea of anything changing brings about a whole other slew of things. Fears for sure. of being alone, fears of who's going to judge you, fears of what people are going to think about yourself. What if you find someone or you don't? Like, I know this only because I've had so many friends who've gone through it and I've witnessed it, but I feel like even if I were in this situation, just trust me on it, that if there was like this true feeling of being alone or having the most fulfilling feeling of love, like a healthy, passionate, exciting, adventurous love, and granted, nobody knows what you experience behind closed doors, mm-hmm. but I would choose that.
Me too.
I would choose that, and I know it's easier said than done.
Yeah.
But I just think I would choose that.
I just think also being on the other side of it, of like being in a relationship that I thought I was gonna be in for the rest of my life and then not being in it, and like getting to realize like how much more is out there for me. And, like, how much greater things could be. And, like, I just would, like, you really want to be with someone. And you really need to be with someone that uplifts you and that makes you the best version of you. And, like, and also, we're all going to have our struggles. And, like, there's going to be down days and blah, blah, blah. But, like, you need to be, like, you need to be good with you. And then you need to find someone that's going to, like, uplift that.
Yeah, because that can shift. Like, I feel like while you go through any sort of like self-discovery, which of course we're going to go through for the rest of our lives,
of course.
But like, we will shift, like our beliefs will shift, and it is going to be different, especially if you are with a partner, like, you know, it's going to be a different version of you. And yeah, it's just, it's so fascinating. But I guess I wanted to touch on that because I think there's a lot of pressure
totally.
To be in a relationship at this age, to find your person, to
right.
get married,
and to be like, I have this person, like, I'm 25 already, like, do I really want to start over? Like,
right.
are they good
huge
enough?
Fucking fear. That's like a huge fear. It seriously is. And
I
like,
just also think good enough is not good enough.
Yeah, I always come back to, I say this all the time, Because Julia put it in my head a while back and it's just stuck with me, is like, is it good and is it enough, or is it good and is it not enough? And recently I've thought about it.
I know, one of the more brilliant things I've ever said.
We should quote it.
I don't know where it came from, but like, it came.
And it just like, whoof, it hit me. But I've been thinking about that with love as well.
Yeah.
Like, you can love someone and it can be enough, but you can also love someone and it can not be enough. Because love.
Exactly.
I don't, like, love just comes in so many different forms that I don't know if love is, I don't know if that's the right word. You understand what I mean.
I hope so.
No, yeah, because, like, love is so powerful. It's one of the most beautiful things in the world. But the question to ask yourself is that the type of love you're feeling? Like, is it just this fulfillment? And is it, I also don't want to put this idea that, like, it's this fiery love every single time you're going to be with your person, because of course there are going to be nights where you're going to sit there and, like, watch Bly Manor and, like, do all that stuff.
That's
like
my favorite nights.
Which is amazing. But there's, like, I don't know how to describe it. There's just, like, an inner level of joy and excitement and knowing that it's right.
Well, there's also, like, love is one thing and partnership is another thing.
Yeah.
That's like, you need to be able, yeah, but you need to have both.
Yeah.
And, like, 100%. What's positive partnership? Like, that is a whole nother episode, like, what is positive partnership? And, like, you can love someone, but the partnership not be.
That's actually a really good way of putting it.
You know what I mean?
Okay, guys, Julia saved it.
No. We're just trying to put together our thoughts here. But, yeah.
But there's no shame in wherever you are in relationships. No, there's no guilt in being single. That's not to say we don't validate that, like, we want love as human beings. We want connection. We want that in all capacities, and there's no shame in that. But I think putting people down or putting ourselves down for not being where we thought we were supposed to be in terms of relationships, in terms of life, just does us a disservice. And asking yourself, like, what am I? This is a hard time to do it, but, like, I don't know. It's hard, and I know that, again, I'm not speaking firsthand, but just from what I'm witnessing, like, this is the hardest time to an extent. But, like, we know people that have like, really something really beautiful right now, even through
a lot of people.
So what was my purpose in saying that, you guys? What was it? Oh, it was just, like, asking yourself, like, what. Like, what am I doing right now in order to, like, get to this place that I want to be, right? And then, and where do I actually want to be? As I always come back to this question is, like, where would I want to be if no one's opinion mattered? Because the reality is, like, we could easily say, oh, I want to be in a relationship so much. And then, like, for you, you're like, I'm actually okay right now. Like, I'm happy to invite and open my heart to people that come my way. But, like, I'm okay with not every single second of my day actively seeking love right now.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean that, like, next month that can't change.
Totally.
But, like, right now, today, that's where you're at, you know? And, like, that's okay.
Yeah. And it doesn't mean that you can't be excited about people, or, like, because I am. But, like, it's just, like,
sure is.
It's just, like,
oh, now she's blushing.
And now I lost my thought.
I'm so sorry.
But, yeah, I mean, it doesn't mean, like, that you're not allowing for that to grow and come. It's, like, just, like, being really good with where you're at and, like, allowing yourself to learn.
Mm-hmm. And we're so addicted to this, like, end goal, right? We talk about that all the time. Like, we're addicted to an end goal. And in this situation, in terms of love, like, a great partner, or for some people, it's just a partner, right, is the goal. But it's like, you are the prime example of someone finding joy in the journey.
Mm-hmm.
The journey, because the journey isn't just about.
But because I chose that.
You did choose it. And I think that's the key. It's like, you chose to find joy in the journey, and not just in the people that you meet and what they'll teach you about what you want or what you don't want, but what you're learning about yourself along the way, and what are non-negotiables for you, or, like, So I think that's just a really beautiful way to approach it. And that's not to say that there aren't, like, people that are on different ends of the spectrum and, like, pressures that come along with all these things. But I think just always coming back to, like, what do I really want? And just being super honest with yourself. And if it is love, and if that's what you're wanting to seek, that's okay. And if you're in a relationship right now and you're super happy and you're 100% honest with yourself and that's how you feel, that's also great.
And I think it's not, also, and also, like, the divine timing too. Like, I do believe in that. And, like, I just don't think that you can, like, rush things or pressure things. Like, you have to let things play out.
Yeah.
As they're going to, I don't know.
And always come back to, like, having faith that it'll be okay and that
it's all gonna be okay.
It's gonna work out, baby.
It's all gonna be okay. And I think, like, one last thing is, like, I feel like people, what we talked about a lot with Lindsay, of, like, rules, of, like, rules of dating, and, like, I know I touched about this before, like, rules of dating and, like, games, and, like, I know we talk, like, that's, like, something that everyone's always talking about, and it's like, well, what should I say, or, like, blah, blah, which is, like, fun. Like, I totally get that, but, like, also, like, you make the rules. It's your game.
It's your fucking
you don't
game.
Have Julia, to follow to you that. Don't have to follow anybody else's, like, rules way. Like, if someone's meant to stay in your life, they're gonna stay. 100%. And if someone's meant to go, they're gonna go.
And the more authentic
you're, the game maker, baby.
Oh my god, the more authentically you show up in yourself, like, those are the type of people that you're gonna attract. Is, yeah, the people that actually want to be around you because you know you're being you.
Yep.
Okay. And,
bad sex is worse than no sex, as we learned the other day.
Who taught us that?
Haley's aunt.
Oh, Haley's my god. Uncles. Wait, why did I think it was this, like, crazy expert right now? Oh my god.
No, it was Haley's uncle's mom.
Yep.
She sent Haley a message just telling Haley, bad sex is worse than no sex.
True. We got you, ladies.
We got you. We hope go you out have there, the thrive.
Best week.
Thrive. And also, like, just like, you are a 10 out of 10.
Be yourself.
Be your 10 out of 10 fucking self. And also, please vote.
Love you.
Please. Please vote.
Oh my god, Joel's gonna start sobbing. So on that note.
On that note, I hope you guys have the best day ever. Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Roaring Twenties Podcast. Be sure to rate and review wherever you get your podcasts, and please subscribe. You're never alone. Our pride sticks together. Tune in every Monday and Thursday for new episodes of Roaring Twenties Podcast. You get to start your week with us and end your week with us. With love, Brenda and Julia.
Here you are, BPMs high, sweat dripping, body moving, tongue panting. You're working hard, real hard, and you're thirsty. You need vitamins, nutrients for peak performance and energy. And your plants do too. Aw, I mean, just look at the little guy. Water-soluble plant food from Miracle-Gro is full of essential nutrients. Just a little scoop into your watering can and boom, instant feeding and bigger, more beautiful plants. It's kind of like a sports drink for your plants. You may have to suffer from heat, but your plants do not.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.